You're listening to Encore on Midlands 103. I'm Claire O'Brien. Tonight we celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Lewin Gallery. In December 2012, it launched its first ever exhibition on the shores of the Shannon in Athlone. In December 2022, it launched its anniversary exhibition featuring work from local artists. Carmel Duffy is the manager of the Lewin Gallery, a new gallery in an old building that has grown and earned its place in the local and national art scene. Later in the programme, I'll be chatting to three artists exhibiting this time around. But for now, I'm chatting to Carmel about what has happened in the last decade since then Arts Minister Jimmy Deanahan opened the doors officially for the very first time.
It's garnered a reputation nationally at this stage, and long since it was opened, over 10 years ago now. The gallery has worked really, really hard, and the team at the gallery, I suppose, to establish it as one of the provincial visual art municipal galleries that's worth firstly exhibiting in, but most definitely worth visiting, but also from a collector's point of view, it's certainly a gallery that would be frequented by buyers for state collections and private buyers as well. But then also, I suppose there's so many different audiences that Lewin appeals to and that we've tried very hard to attract to the gallery. It also is a lovely gallery, as you say, in a beautiful setting located on the banks of the River Shannon. So it's extremely popular with visitors to Athlone, particularly in recent years as Athlone develops as a place to visit now in Ireland's Hidden Heartlands. So it's many things to many people, lots of different layers, but primarily a visual art municipal gallery. And we work very hard to programme a diverse range of exhibitions of artists at different stages of their careers. We've shown artists who are just recent graduates. People that spring to mind are Louise Wallace, Susan Butner, Serena Caulfield, artists who are, you know, at the emerging stage of their career and they're looking for a solo exhibition or part of a 3 or 4 person show, which we do quite a lot at Lewin. And then obviously we've had more established artists. We've had quite a few big hitters, like the likes of Paddy Graham. We've had Mark Gary, Bernadette Kiley, Rita Lynch, and I could go on and on, particularly, I suppose, with, you know, solo exhibitions. They would take up the three spaces. We have three formal spaces in the gallery. And what we try to do, by and large, we've discovered over the years, and I'm sure any gallerist would tell you this, and you know yourself, it's far more beneficial for an artist on their CV and portfolio to demonstrate that they, first of all, that they've had various different exhibitions, but if they can demonstrate or build up their portfolio of solo exhibitions, that's very worthwhile to them as their career develops. So we try and do that because we have the three spaces. We very frequently host three individual solo exhibitions that would be hosted simultaneously. And that can be quite a challenge for the team, but it's far more beneficial for the artist. So we try and do that.
Well, I think back to the opening of the gallery and I was at that, and the initial exhibition was Borrowed Memories, and it featured work from the Irish Museum of Modern Art, and it was very avant-garde for Athlone at that time.
That's sure, yeah. Well, I wasn't involved in the preparation of that exhibition myself because I wasn't working in the gallery, but I too was there and it was a spectacular exhibition and, as you say, very avant-garde. But, you know, when you look at the remit of the gallery, it's a visual art gallery, municipal art gallery, but also we focus on contemporary art more so than traditionalist art. And I think, you know, in the IMA exhibition of Borrowed Memories really set the pace there, and we've tried to continue that throughout the years.
I also have very vivid memories of being there when you had the exhibition of work from Ireland's illustrators, and it was the most wonderful thing to see children rambling around, really enjoying the work, drawing on the wall with PJ Lynch. It is a space that speaks to everybody in the community.
I think so. And as you said, that was a particularly interesting and engaging exhibition. And we deliberately allocated the space in the River Gallery, which is a narrow space, but it overlooks the river and it's very accessible. And as people either, you know, sail up in their boats or cross the bridge, whether they be walking or cycling or in their cars, it was very visible to all that you could see what was happening. And I think it drew curiosity as well from locals. We had a lot of engagement with schools in particular coming in for that exhibition, you know, which was made for children, really. They thoroughly enjoyed doodling on the wall. But the opening that night was incredible. And you're right, PJ Lynch was there to guide everybody and encourage them. But we've tried to do that over the years, you know, with as part of every exhibition, we'll always program accompanying outreach and we'll host workshops, classes, talks, guided tours. Again, each exhibition targets different audiences. Some are very appealing to a younger age group and others not so. So each educational program, you know, is tailored specifically to the audience that might best benefit or engage with the particular exhibition.
The Lewin Gallery has hosted a variety of work from artists as diverse as the illustrators in the Without the Words exhibition we mentioned just there to Dorothy Cross. But in between, there have been 76 exhibitions in total, featuring over 690 artists and just under 130,000 visitors. But what about this current celebratory exhibition?
The exhibition of the moment, which is a group exhibition, but it forms part of an award scheme, which is a joint collaboration between Lewin Gallery and Westmeath Arts Office. We really wanted to work on something that would support and celebrate and, I suppose, encourage and nurture the professional development of artists, practicing artists that are based in Westmeath or from Westmeath. And in recent years, in direct response to COVID, we have hosted an art fair. And that kind of was the initial thinkings behind the current exhibition and award scheme. We hosted works from over 100 artists, but we couldn't sustain that level, you know, on the staffing resources that we have in the gallery. So we wanted to fine tune it and really give an award and support and valuable mentorship to, as I said, practicing artists in the county. So we had a chat about it and we looked at funding sources, and thankfully the Arts Office was able to streamline funding through the Arts Council to support this initiative. And then we looked to external selectors. We felt that it would be more appropriate and possibly even elevate what we were trying to do. So we approached Sarah Searson from, she's the director in the Dock in Carrick currently, and she came on board immediately, really, really supportive. So we teased out the details between us. So we put a call out to Westmeath artists at the end of the summer and invited them to submit for this award support and exhibition. We were absolutely amazed. We were so delighted. We received over 90 submissions. So Sarah then had the task of reviewing and selecting and trying to put sense to all the incredible artists and their practices in Westmeath. I mean, we're so lucky. We have such a huge talent base here in the county. But she had to whittle down the submissions to 30 artists. And each of those artists then have received a bursary, and obviously they have been selected for this exhibition, which runs until the 5th of February. So also as part of the exhibition, there was an overall award winner that was selected by Sarah. And that award winner was announced on the night. And we can discuss that artist in a few minutes, if you like. But we're delighted with the response, both from the artists and from the local community. The show just opened last Thursday night. We had a huge attendance. Probably, I think really it was the highest crowd, the biggest crowd that we've seen in years, definitely since COVID. We had over 150 people who turned out for the opening, between artists and their families and friends. Absolutely amazing atmosphere, and it was great to see the sense of celebration of the artistic talent in the county. So we were all there, and we were delighted that the Cathaoirleach was available to open, and the chief executive of Westmeath County Council also spoke, and obviously Sarah, who deferred and spoke about, you know, the selection process and really how delighted she was with the calibre of the submissions. And I suppose at this stage I should say as well that the artwork in the exhibition, it varies. There's painting, there's print, there's one video piece, there's several sculptural pieces, there's mixed media, and there's also photography. So it's a lovely cross-section of the type of practices that artists currently have in this moment in time in Westmeath. And very varied, again, artists at different stages of their career. And I think Sarah wanted to focus very much on artists who possibly wouldn't have that mainstream commercial appeal, and to give them a platform for their work and for their practice. And the response has been incredible.
The response has indeed been incredible, and it continues to be. On tonight's Encore, we're marking 10 years of the Lewin Gallery in Athlone and the exhibition running there at the moment, the Westmeath Artists Awards exhibition, featuring work from 30 local artists. The awards part of the exhibition is vital, and the winner is Olena Karpenka, who lives in Athlone. I spoke to manager Carmel Duffy about Olena and the work chosen by guest curator Sarah Searson. On choosing her, Sarah said, Karpenko's work is abstract, playing with layers, colours and forms, with over layers of colour washes made with acrylic and mixed media on paper. Her practice strongly references her passion for abstract expressionism. The works selected are from a series entitled Terra Patera, which is a reflection on the war in her home country of Ukraine. And Olena is living in Athlone. She's based in Athlone. She's a Westmeath artist. And it's a really contemporary and brave choice, I suppose, that work, that artist.
Oh, her work is incredible. It's very vivid. It's very striking. And I think it certainly does reflect, you know, a very worn, torn experience. And she's a wonderful person, very modest, very quietly spoken, demure. And, you know, she really has put all her expression through this work. It's absolutely incredible, very moving. And I think she's a very justified award winner. I'm really, really looking forward to working with her. And I think from her point of view as well, she's living, you know, in a new home, away from home, during a very intense and heartbreaking period of her life and in the history of her country. And I think it's important for her to connect with the local community. And we hope now that the local arts community will connect with her and make her feel welcome. And as she starts her residency in Abbey Road, she'll have full support from the team at Loon, from the current artists who are resident in Abbey Road Artist Studios, and also from Westmeath Arts Office. So straight away, we hope, you know, that it will make her time living with us here in Athlone more peaceful and enjoyable, and that she'll be able to use the studios to really immerse herself in her art-making practice, and that will help her during this difficult time.
And the prize that she has won is the bursary of €1,500, an opportunity to exhibit in the Lewin Gallery, a residency that you mentioned in the Abbey Road Artist Studios, a studio visit and mentorship session with the curator together with admin and PR supports. As an artist at any stage in their career, that is a very, very, very valuable award, but particularly somebody in Olena's circumstances, I suppose.
Absolutely, I agree. And again, one of the reasons, you know, that we brainstormed and discussed how we would kind of, I suppose, make this award valuable for the professional development of artists living in or from Westmeath. And we felt that, you know, the previous iteration of the art fair just, you know, didn't do that. It served a purpose at the time. A lot of the artwork was sold. It was well supported by the local community. But there's a specific purpose to this award scheme and exhibition. And it's something that we would like to continue on a mid to long term basis and improve as time goes on. So hopefully that will happen. We're already in talks. And we're hoping that we'll have the funding in place for next year.
High praise indeed for Olena Karpenka. I spoke to the artist herself about her work, and she began by describing her practice.
I've been, since my childhood, being an artist is my childhood dream. So I got a higher education. I graduated from National Lviv Polytechnic. And I have a master's degree in art and design. And I have been working for a long time as a graphic designer, more than 12 years actually. I work in different fields, with print design, logo design, packaging design, and etc. And since 2020, I guess, I started to work as a full-time abstract artist painter. I create variety contemporary pieces, including paintings, drawings. Abstract expressionism is definitely my favorite style to work because with it I can express what I feel. In my feeling is at the moment, here is now, what I'm feeling now. I don't try to picture reality. By abstraction, I try to paint subconscious image and my emotions. It's very important for me that I can take something what you can see, something invisible, and with paint and brushes you can capture this expression onto canvas. I actually had a very interesting moment in the beginning of my career. A woman who bought my paintings, he asked me what is in it, what I wanted to say in it, what is on this picture. And I usually don't like to describe my works. It's very hard, and it was very, very, very personal, actually. And I said some general words like it's like joy, happiness, blah blah blah. And she said, "Yeah, I think it's about that, that, and that." And I said, "No, it's impossible. You couldn't guess. How could you guess?" And she said, "Exactly the same feeling that I have while I painted, while I work on this painting." And I was shocked. No, I mean in good shock. Mm-hmm. And I said, "It's impossible. How could you guess?" And she said, "I didn't guess. I just can feel this feeling when I look at it." And that was very, very valuable for me because that I can evoke some emotions in people with my paintings. That's what I really wanted to do since my childhood.
Olena is influenced by artists like Gerhard Richter and Mark Rothko, but also events, people and nature are important to her. She says to be an artist is to be open-minded and open-hearted. I asked what inspired her to submit her work to the competition.
Because I like Lohan Gallery very much. And when I just came to Athlone, the next day I visited Lohan Gallery, and I remember it very well. It was a very, very nice exhibition of abstract art. I was very impressed. And Lohan Gallery, it's a very nice gallery on River Shannon, you know. And I thought it would be interesting one day to take part in some exhibitions here. And a few months ago, and also I followed Lohan Gallery in social media. Mm. And a few months ago, I saw an advertisement in Facebook, probably, I don't remember exactly, about that Lohan Gallery invites the submissions from artists who live in Vesnes. And you can apply anything, painting, photo, sculpture. And I decided that that's a great opportunity for me, probably. Why not? And I applied three my works. And yeah, that's it.
So you submitted three pieces of work. And I know you don't like to describe your work. So what was the feedback from the judges or from anybody who saw the work? What was their reaction to it?
Well, not exactly judges. No, it's not like a competition, because that artist's work were chosen by
Sarah, the curator.
Sarah Searson, yeah. And for me, being between the 30 artists, it's also a victory. I think all the 30 actors are, oh my God, English artists are already winners. So it's very, very, very valuable for me to be an award winner. It means a lot to me.
Yeah. And the prize that you have won for the work that some people feel is the most impressive work there, has lots of different elements to it. What will you do with the prize, or how will you use it to develop your art?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I also wanted to say that the proceeds from my work selling, in case my works will be sold, I will donate it to Ukrainian Army. And this, my art, I need equipment for sure, and mm-hmm. I want to work on a big size canvas, and I have now this opportunity, and I would like to work a new series canvas named Shadows. Shadows in psychology, in Jungian psychology particularly, it means your part of your identity that you deny or you don't want to accept in yourself. Where is your biggest fears? And also, where is your biggest strength? So my work on the residence will be dedicated to this research.
Is there anything else that you would like to add or to say?
I would like to thank you for this, for inviting me and for attention to my works, because as you know, the reflection to the situation in Ukraine, and for me it's also a good opportunity to draw attention to what's going on in Ukraine now.
Olena Karpenka, first prize winner at the Westmeath Artists Awards exhibition, celebrating 10 years of Lohan Gallery. It's not the best phone line we've ever had on Encore, but Olena's voice is absolutely compelling, as is her work. Tonight we're celebrating 10 years of the Lohan Gallery. Celine Sheridan is a multidisciplinary artist working in paint, installation, drawing and other forms of two and lately three-dimensional work. Her training is in painting, but the most recent work she's doing, three-dimensional, has appeared in the current Westmeath Artists Awards exhibition. I spoke to Celine and asked, what does it mean to be a Westmeath artist exhibiting in the Lewin Gallery?
I'm so delighted to be included in this exhibition, and especially for the 10-year anniversary. I think it's quite wonderful. And to be alongside a lot of my peers and contemporaries who I'd really admire, I think it's great to showcase Westmeath artists at this point and to show the great talent in the county. But I think it's really nice for me to show my work in my home county. I think that's quite important for me. And it also is quite important. If I see the work, I can reflect on it. And so new work will be made then with that kind of reflection, looking back. So I think it's all positive.
Where were you in your career when the Lewin opened 10 years ago, and how have you engaged with it since then?
Yeah, so I was very early in my career. I was after doing a master's in Mavis, which was part of Dunleary. Although I was practicing in Westmead, I had no children. I have two boys now. And so I guess, it was quite a coup for the county to have this wonderful contemporary art space. I think it was really needed. We have a lot of artists here, some big name artists that show internationally from Westmeath, and they've actually been able to show in the Lewin over the last years. I'm thinking of Patrick Graham and Mark Gary. So I think it's really important for Westmeath to have its own contemporary space, and that then it also shows, artists that are mid stage of the career, early stage of the career, and emerging artists as well.
Do you remember going to particular exhibitions, or are there any that stood out for you?
I suppose those two artists that I mentioned, the Patrick Graham exhibition, stood out. The Mark Gary, who I also mentioned, stood out. The first show that we had in the Lewin, that was the Imma show, the Irish Museum of Modern Art, which is quite a controversial show. I don't know how you remember that.
That
was wonderful. A colleague of mine, Mel French, her show was quite amazing as well. I'm actually showing with Mel in a two-person show in Limerick City Gallery in February. So that should be quite interesting.
So what impact do you think it has had on visual arts practice in the Midlands to have a gallery like Lewin in the middle of it all?
I think it brings the visual art culture to the Midlands. You know, instead of artists or art-interested audiences that happen to travel to Dublin or Galway or Cork, we don't have to travel too far to see these wonderful artists. So I think Carmel and all the curators that have been on board over the years, including Miriam, who's now the arts officer, I think they've done a wonderful job in bringing the arts to Westmead and also to the other counties around. There was a massive absence before that in the in contemporary art. In the Midlands, we've nowhere to show our work or even to meet and chat or to see art. So I think it was quite important that the funding was there for this space to be developed as a contemporary art space. I know at the start of the gallery, the talks, what kind of gallery space would it be? I know myself and some other artists were quite adamant that it needed to be an art space instead of an exhibition space that showed older, artworks. That it needed to be a bit more current. It needed to have a few hats, so it needed to show not only contemporary art, but it also needed to have retrospective, exhibitions, or it needed to have emerging artists' work, recent graduate shows, and like we've had art fairs there as well. And this year then we have something quite different again, which is the Westmead Artist Support Exhibition, which is an awards exhibition, which is also quite different.
So can I ask you then, as an artist working and living in Westmeath, with access to a gallery like this, what does that mean for the audiences that look at your work or who are engaging with your work, to be able to see it in the context of lots of other work that's modern?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The work that's there now at the moment, it's also different and varied. That I know my work is 3D work that's shown there, and we have some other sculptural pieces also. And I think, listen, all kind of exposure in contemporary professional spaces is quite important, you know, and it's also great for local audiences to see the work of artists from Westmead. You know, I think it's quite important, actually, especially when a lot of artists rely on funding from the Arts Council and also local funding bodies like the Westmead County Council and Creative Ireland. So in a sense, it kind of gives it weight that they can see the work, you know? Yeah, so I know the Loon Gallery has a varied, varied audience from artists to townspeople, to tourism, to tourists, to just art, you know, arts interested audiences, to schools, to college students. So, you know, I think it's wonderful that they have a chance to see what Westmead artists get up to with, you know, some of the funding that they've been given. I'm a great advocate of the Loon, and the team work very hard. We have a new curator on board now, so I'm wishing her all the best for her career. And I hope that it has another 10 years of you know, very strong exhibitions.
Celine Sheridan there. The new curator she spoke about is Aoife Banks, who is also programme coordinator. She started at Loon late last year, but her own practice has always been rooted in looking at how art reflects the current moment. For her, that means mostly working with early and mid-career artists dealing with very topical themes. She's curated solo and group exhibitions, and her new role at Loon will take that a step further. Loon has indeed always been on her radar.
It has really caught my attention the last few years as well because of its diverse programming. The exhibitions that they've shown in the last number of years have been really, really in touch with current current trends in the international and national visual arts scene, so particularly the Queer As You Are exhibition that exhibited last year, which was fantastic. So yeah, I've been keeping in touch with what's been going on with Loon for a while.
And can you see any impact, or what impact has Loon had on visual arts practice in the Midlands, do you think? Or has it had an impact on the audiences for contemporary art in the Midlands?
I would say it absolutely has, and I've seen it from both ends. I have known a number of people who've exhibited in Loon throughout the last couple of years, and similarly, I know on a personal level people who've engaged with Loon Gallery just to visit the exhibitions or to participate in some of the workshops or other educational outreach programs. I think that it really has maintained and grown its reputation as a leading visual arts venue. I've seen it enrich the lives of communities, either select diverse communities or just general public in Athlone. I think that it provides a really enriching and fruitful environment for people to really engage with the visual arts scene.
So what does an exhibition like the Westmeath Artists Awards exhibition mean to the 30 artists whose work was chosen by Sarah Searson?
To be part of the exhibition is a really great opportunity for each artist that's been selected. It has, first of all, you have the opportunity to have your work exhibited in Loon Gallery, which is wonderful for the progress of someone's career. There's the opportunity for the sale of work as well whilst in the gallery. So that's also obviously very important to practicing artists. There's the exposure through social media and through the public engagement program that we provide. And also by being selected to partake in this exhibition, each artist receives a stipend to support their continued professional development and their practice.
So from your perspective then as professional curator and with an eye to the big picture, where do you see the role of the Loon Gallery developing in the next 10 years? What's the scope there for it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity and I'm quite excited about it. My personal vision, go on too much about that, but I see Loon Gallery continuing to support the local artists and communities engaging with local communities and whilst doing so, also expanding its reach nationally. I see the gallery expanding its exhibition programming, keeping an ambitious, dynamic program, showing artwork and artists that really kind of reflect society back onto itself and kind of reflect what the people want to see. I hope to exhibit myself some mid-career and emerging artists and introduce international artists to Irish audiences. I envision the educational programming for the gallery to continue with its focus on inclusion and diversity, and for the programming to engage with the wider community and for more people to really engage with the gallery.
Well, there's no doubt that that will absolutely be the case. That is the Lewin Gallery's current curator and programme coordinator, that's Aoife Banks. You're listening to Encore on Midlands 103 with me, Claire O'Brien. Paul Roy is a musician, writer, printmaker and visual artist. And tonight, as we celebrate 10 years of Athlone's contemporary art space, the Lewin Gallery, his voice as someone who was mid-career when the new gallery was born is an important one to hear on the programme this evening. He's been living and working in Westmeath for the last 20 years and has been aware of Lewin since its very beginning. In 2015, he had his own solo show, but has exhibited a number of times in the winter shows with others. He says his interaction with Lewin has only been positive. He's currently working on monoprinting and his work in the 2022 winter exhibition is in the same space.
The piece I have at the moment, it's a monoprint. Sort of reasonably large scale, and again looking at certain words, it kind of deals coming out of the isolation of COVID, but also about grief and loss, because my mother died earlier this year, my father is dead about 11 years, and I was looking at the impact of their absence, and I think for a lot of people, you know, either in or out of actual grief during the COVID period, absence became a very sort of a significant thing in terms of, you know, sometimes the time you most notice somebody is when they're not there. So, like, I've made this work, which is, you know, from a view of my parents' house, which I hadn't been in a long time because of COVID, and my mother was in a nursing home. So, you know, I focus on this, a chair that when it became empty, what was once present became sort of much more prevalent.
To have that piece of work in this current exhibition, what does that mean to you? As a very experienced artist, very well-known artist, one with a long career behind him and ahead of him too, obviously. How does that fit in?
I think it's incredibly positive. As I said, like, it's taken on a new format now with the Artists Award program, which I think is brilliant. There was a real sense of, you know, this exhibition being important in the Midlands and specifically in Westmeath, but also that, you know, it's important for the artists. You know, I think during COVID, the lockdown, the pandemic, everything that was happening, and people had a chance to focus on the idea of what the arts mean to people, you know, when you kind of need something to bring light into your life, and that people, I think in some ways an awareness of how important the arts can be to people and the positive impact they can make really, like, elevated it in people's minds. And then to come out of it with a show like this, which again really supports, you know, the artistic community in Westmeath and shows it, like, in its best light, is absolutely brilliant. And I think it's a good sign of the impact that Lewin has had over the years and how it continues to sort of bring, you know, both art to the local community, but also to get the art from the local community into people's sort of visual spaces, if you like.
And do you think that opportunity has had, and the presence of Lewin, has had an impact on the visual arts practice of artists in the Midlands?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, again, I know there's always talk of the idea that, you know, artists would be outside of the bigger cities. There was kind of, it was a little bit harder to have the same opportunities without literally going to the cities. And for some people, that's not always realistic. Or they might feel more comfortable working in their environment. And then Loon really, you know, it sort of stands for itself as like a decent, strong presence of a gallery that would certainly, you know, stand up to a lot of the major galleries around as like a kind of contemporary of them. So I think it's really important. And I think the fact that how it came about and how it's continued to move on and the different shows it's had there and where it's worked out like with, you know, larger, more international artists, but yet still there's a place within it that the people from Westmead who are making very interesting art still have this forum.
And in terms of audiences, 10 years ago when Lewin was launched and was opened and Jimmy Dinahan was there and the IMA exhibition was there and significant, very high calibre modern art came to Athlone for the first time to an audience that hadn't really experienced it before. Do you think their palette has been improved or fine-tuned, or may, or are people more interested or more conversant in contemporary art as a result of Lewin, or is it to an extent maybe contemporary artists talking to other contemporary artists in a very nice space?
I think, you know, any time I've been present there, there's, you know, there seems to be an interesting mix of people who come through. I mean, certainly with the exhibition, I remember, I think it was like Shane Cullen and Dorothy Cross, like, you know, amazingly well-known artists. And, you know, I felt through the years and the experiences of being there that it seems like the kind of space where people can comfortably engage with the work. You know, it's not an intimidating space to go into. So I think that, I mean, I think all exposure of art and, you know, a sort of interaction is going to have some sort of positive response. And, my feeling is from what knowledge I have of, like, attendances and stuff is that people are coming and people are aware of it and people sort of like it. And I think they like the idea that Athlone can have, like, a really good gallery right there, right in the middle in a sort of reasonably well-known building.
Finally, can I ask you about the future of your own arts practice? How do you see that developing, or is that something you can look at? And do you see that Lewin or engagement with the Lewin Gallery will be part of that?
That's been very interesting. As I said, like having a sort of quite a long practice and recently going back and studying for a master's, which was lucky enough to get a first class honour in a kind of quite an academic rather than practice driven. This opened me up within my practice to really explore, and I've gotten the Artist Agility Award. I was able to engage with mentoring, and I think the work I'm showing in Loon now, this is almost the first time I've shown this strand of my work in like a big gallery. So on that front, it's like a first step. I really feel like I'm developing some very interesting stuff now. I've got like interesting opportunities coming down the pipeline, so to speak. And I think, yeah, definitely this is a good step. I always feel that I will have like a sort of affection and an affinity with Loon, and I'd hope to continue that and to work with them in whatever ways may present themselves.
And indeed, when I was talking to Paul, he was particularly appreciative of the support of Lewin and Carmel Duffy in his masters. A contemporary gallery draws artists around it. So as an artist who didn't leave rural Ireland for the big smoke, I was curious if Roy felt it was a draw for artists to come to the Midlands.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really important. You know, as you say, like, you know, moving from Dublin to Westmead, and it was specifically a step in my artistic development because, you know, the space and stuff that we were afforded here to be able to have a studio and make art, and then for a gallery to sort of be close, even insofar as a lot of Sundays we'll go down to Athlone for some shopping for some food, and it's nice to be able to dip in to Loon and see what's there, or if we've been to the exhibition to revisit it maybe and, you know, re-examine it. You know, so like it's always been like an interesting interaction. I was asked recently by Carmel to write an essay on the Middens and Nightscapes exhibitions that were on there just before this exhibition. So I really got an opportunity to go and spend time in the gallery with the work and really consider it quite deeply. When we talk about Loon, it's having an opportunity to, you know, to think about the effect that it would have. You know, I would always think that any sort of thing that's a strong presence as Loon has been in Westmeath would have a positive effect culturally on the area.
You know, there was lots of white elephant talk when it opened. You'll remember that.
Yeah, I think it was Angus there alluded to that in his opening speech at the exhibition about the idea that people weren't sure how it would work, you know, but I think like after 10 years that, you know, it's been an interesting and positive presence in Athlone and in Westmeath, and I suppose in a lot of ways in the Midlands. I mean, I know there are other substantial galleries, you know, that we have in the Midlands, but it's always good to have another one.
And so, 10 years since the Loon Gallery opened its doors, its anniversary exhibition, which opened on December 1st, continues until Sunday, February 5th. That is it from Encore for this evening. After the news at 8, the great Joe Cooney has the best of Irish and American country music. Take care of yourself. Good night.